has been wonderful for my wife and I to be with you these days.
这几天我跟我的妻子能够跟你们同在这里，实在是太好的几天。
I said to several this morning, I felt like it was the most receptive people I've been with for a long time.
早上我跟有几位你们提到，好像在一段很已经有一段日子了，我觉得你们是最能够受教的一群。
I want to continue on this morning with another aspect of the will of God.
早上我愿意继续讲到神旨意的另外一个方面。
I have a deep burden and a concern that many of God's children will come short of what God really wants in their life.
我心里面有很重的感觉，觉得许多的神的儿女们都亏缺了神自己的旨意。
You know, it is possible for us to go to meetings for a long time and get information from the Lord.
你知道我们可以参加许多的聚会，得到许多关乎神的事情的资料。
And sometimes we get inspiration from the Word of God.
有的时候我们也从神的话的里面受了一些的感动。
But our big problem is doing or implementing, putting it into work.
但我们的问题乃是去执行，乃去实行神的心意。
I got a story when we were in South America that really describes what I'm trying to say.
我去南美洲的时候，我就有这样的一个事情，实在讲明了这件事。
One morning, the brother who was to speak had been preparing his heart for several days for his message.
有一天早上，那传讲信息的弟兄为着他要传的信息已经在主面前等候预备了好几天。
He had a burden to speak on the love of God.
他有个负担要讲到神的爱。
After much study, he discovered there are three basic words that refer to love.
当他寻求的里面看到有三个字可以讲到爱。
And he was burdened to share with them, especially agape love, the love of God.
他就里面有很重的负担，要与他们分享到神的爱。
The time came for him to speak, and he stood before about 1,000 people.
到了他该讲道的时候，在座的有1000人，他要向他们说。
While he was listening to their singing, the Spirit of the Lord said, "Just give them your text."
当他们听到他们唱诗歌的时候，他感觉到神在他里面这样告诉他，就把你要讲的信息讲出来。
He really wanted to be obedient to the Lord's voice.
他实在愿意顺服神的声音。
So he said, "Beloved, my text this morning is love one another."
所以他就说，亲爱的，我早上的信息就要就是要彼此相爱。
And he sat down.
他就坐下来。
The song leader looked around. What do we do? Sing another song?
在座的大家就彼此望一望，说我们现在该什么？我们是不是在唱首诗歌？
So they sang, and then he stood up and he said, "Beloved, my text this morning is love one another."
然后他们唱首诗歌，他又站起来说，亲爱的，我早上所要讲的就是彼此相爱。
And he sat down.
然后他坐下来。
Song leader says, "Another song?"
有人说我们是不是再唱首诗歌。
Third time he got up and he said, "My text this morning is love one another."
第三次他仍然起来说，我早上所要讲的话就是彼此相爱。
And he sat down again.
他又坐下了。
Now his wife's beginning to wonder what's wrong.
然后他太太就也在在那里示意怎么回事。
The fourth time he stood and he said, my text this morning is love one another.
然后第四次他站起来，他说我要讲的话就是彼此相爱。
The whole audience wondering what this is all about.
整个在座的就在想这是怎么回事。
And there he stood waiting.
他就站在那里等。
And the Holy Spirit began to speak to individuals as they sat there.
当他们坐在那里的时候，圣灵就向在座的每一个人，讲个人，向着他们个人做工。
They looked at one another and said, "How can I love you more?"
他们就彼此问了说，我怎么能够更多的爱你？
To shorten the story, that morning. 37 people who needed a job went home with a job.
长话短说，那天早上有37位他们在寻找工作的，他们离开的时候都得了一个工作。
27 mothers who were having difficulty with their children and family and their finances had some needs met.
有37位母亲，跟他们的孩子有难处的，在金钱上有问题的，他们的问题都得到了解答。
The Holy Spirit moved into that service and implemented the message.
圣灵就在其中运行，来执行了这一个信息。
How many of you have gone to the service and said, "Oh, I learned a lot today. I really am inspired."
有多少人参加聚会说，我实在得到了许多的信息，我实在有很受了很大的感动。
I know by my own experience.
就说我自己的经验，我知道。
How easy it is to be inspired.
很容易我们受感动。
You hear, but do we do what we've been listening to?
当我们听见了，但我们是不是去行我们所听见的？
So this bridge from inspiration to implementation is the anointing of the Lord that quickens it, makes it operative.
那一个从受感动到去实行，这是圣灵在里面做苏醒的功夫。
He was obeying the Lord, and the next Sunday morning he got up and he said, "Beloved, my text this morning is love one another."
他顺服了神的所指示他的，下一个主日他仍然站起来说，亲爱的，我的信息就是彼此相爱。
And he sat down.
然后他坐下。
Three times that morning he said, "My text is love one another."
那天早上他三次站起来说，我要讲的话就是彼此相爱。
Then the anointing came and they began to love one another.
然后圣灵的恩膏就在其中运行，他们能够彼此相爱。
The next Sunday he stood and said, "My text is love one another."
再过一个主日，他仍然说，我要讲的话就是彼此相爱。
I ask you, what's the point in learning more if you're not going to do it?
我问你，我问这样的一个问题，我们如果要学更多但却不去做，有什么意思呢？
Four Sundays that group of people met and heard the Lord say, "Love one another."
四个主日他们聚集在那里，听到主向他们说要彼此相爱。
The fifth Sunday he stood, he said, "The Lord has given me a new text."
第五个主日他站起来说，主给我有新的话。
And everybody clapped.
每个人都拍手了。
He said, "Beloved, my text this morning is love your neighbor." And he sat down.
然后他就说，亲爱的，我早上要讲的话就是爱你的邻舍。他就坐下来。
They thought, "Well, we've been loving one another. Maybe we better go out and love our neighbor." So everybody left.
说我们彼此相爱了，现在说要爱我们的邻舍，那我们就出去了，所以他们都走了。
So they went to their neighbors that day instead of being in church.
所以那天早上他们不是在教堂的里面，他们就到他们的邻居家去。
Would you believe he did that for four Sundays?
你相信他又这样的重复了四个主日吗？
The people began to say, "We don't really need a preacher."
然后大家就说我们不需要这个牧师了。
We just need to do what we've been learning about.
我们就去做我们所学的东西。
After several weeks, he said once again, "I have a new text."
然后再过了几个星期，他又说我又有新的话。
And they clapped once again.
他们又拍手。
This time he said, "My text is love your enemies."
然后他这次说我要讲的就是爱你的仇敌。
How many of you get what I'm trying to say?
有多少人你们懂我要讲的吗？
We get information, we become inspired, but the doing it, the implementing requires the work of the Holy Spirit.
你知道我们听到我们得到了一些的资料，我们也受了感动，但是要去实行需要圣灵的运行。
Now, there is a difference between our love for God or love for and the love of God.
你知道我们为了神来爱神的事情，或者还有神的爱，这个是有分别的。
Our love for is a human, it's what we call the phileo. It's the Greek word love for.
那我们的爱都是从人的这个出发点这就是那一个人的爱。
But the love of God is what He sheds abroad in our heart. It has its source in Him.
那个神的爱乃是他的爱在我们的心里，那一个源头乃是从神而来的。
Now let us be very honest this morning.
我早上跟大家很坦白的说。
When you want to love one another,
当你要彼此相爱的时候
，Your love goes just so far.
你的爱就是到一个地步。
I could really love my brother if he would take care of his children better.
如果我的弟兄能够把他的孩子管教的好一点，我能够更爱他。
And I think maybe he should bathe more often.
或者他应该多洗澡。
Our love for has its limitations.
我们的人的爱是有一个限度的。
But the love of God that is shed abroad in our heart is His love in spite of situations.
但是他的爱照在我们的里面，那一个爱是超越环境的。
All the love of God is His love shed abroad in our hearts.
那一切神的爱都是他的爱在我们的生活的里面来显明。
Among the church fathers,There was a real concern. Augustine represented the burden.
在教会教父里面，他们心中有一个很重的负担。奥古斯丁就代表了这一个。
What did Paul mean when he said the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit?
当保罗说到那神的爱照明在我们的心中，那是什么的意思？
How many times when I would bow in prayer with Brother Sparks, he would say this.
多少次我与斯派克弟兄在那里低头祷告的时候，他会这样说
：“Oh Lord, help us to live in the good of all that we know.”
主啊，求你帮助我们，我能够活出我们所知道的各样的良善。
I've had to say so often, Lord, I need your love to love that person.
我需要向主说，主啊，我需要你的爱，让我能够爱这一个人。
Are you on the same page with me this morning?
你们早上是跟我都明白我所讲的吗？
Even in our lovely church fellowship, we have to have the love of God.
即使在我们这一个可爱的我们的教会的里面，我们也需要神的爱。
Well, let me introduce another. I have about 10 things this morning, and I pray that we can share the one the Lord wants.
我早上有十样东西，我求主帮助我能够交通出神要我交通的。
Yesterday we were speaking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
昨天早上我们交通到圣灵的工作。
Friend of mine who's had ministry in New Zealand and Australia gave me this picture of the dove.
一位弟兄在澳洲在纽西兰那里服侍的他给我了这一个鸽子的图画。
It is very interesting that the dove has 9 feathers on each of its wings.
这个鸽子它的两翼都有9片羽毛。
I questioned, I said, you mean a dove has just 9 main feathers on each wing?
我就问他，我说鸽子真的是每一边就有7片7块主要的这个羽毛吗？
I think God is trying to say something to us.
我想神是要跟我讲。
We know these 9 aspects of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道有9个这一个圣灵的恩赐。
We have wisdom, faith, knowledge.
智慧、信心、知识。
Tongues, interpretation, prophecy.
有说方言的，有解释方言的，有说预言的。
Healing, miracles, discernment, discerning spirits.
有医治的，有行异能的，还有分辨的灵。
One segment of the church loves to emphasize the gifts so we will have the ability to serve God.
教会的一部分在那里强调恩赐，所以能够用着恩赐来服侍神。
Then it's very interesting that another segment of the church emphasizes having fruit and life.
在教会的另外一部分很强调这个果子，圣灵的果子。
We have gentleness, long suffering, meekness.
我们这里有忍耐有温柔。
All of these developing in our life have a ministry of life to others.
在这里都有那一个生命所结出来的来彼此服侍。
I am sure that the majority of us recognize the need for balance. In our life.
我们都相信在我们的生命的里面，生活的里面需要有这个平衡。
In flying, you go round and round if one wing is stronger than the other.
在飞行的里面，如果一边的翅膀比另外一边翅膀更强壮的话，就会绕圈子。
But the great emphasis is upon either gifts or the fruit.
那一个强调或者是在恩赐，或者是在果子。
I remember Dr. Tozer saying, "The church is enamored, occupied with the works of the Spirit."
陶寿弟兄就讲到，在教会的里面总是讲到圣灵的工作
，and neglect honoring Him as a person.
但是。他们忽略了来将圣灵那个位格来表明出来。
When you consider the different ways the Spirit is represented in the Word,
你知道在神的话的里面讲到圣灵用这各种不同的方面来表明。
Sometimes the Spirit is like the wind that blows where it will.
有的时候圣灵像风随意的吹转。
Sometimes like the refreshing rain.
好像或者像雨清晰的清凉的雨。
Sometimes the Spirit is like the fire that purges.
或者有的时候圣灵像火在那里燃烧。
Dr. Tozer was saying, we need to know that the Holy Spirit is more. He is a person.
对陶树博士他讲到我们必须也认识到圣灵 是有位格的像一个人。
This brought a real impact to my own heart.
这实在在我心中有 很大的影响。
I began to recognize that to honor the person of the Holy Spirit.
我就学到怎样来尊重圣灵这个人。
I then began to honor his quiet voice to my heart.
这样我就能够尊重他在我心中那一那很微小的那个声音。
But you see, even in all of this, we emphasize gift and fruit, and probably this is why the Pentecostals have had such an outreach all over the world.
你知道，因着这个强调恩赐或者强调圣灵的果子，所以灵恩派在全世界有这样的大的影响力。
I am wanting us to recognize the work of the Holy Spirit and honor the person, but there is one thing that's missing so often.
我愿意大家留意到圣灵的工作，也尊重圣灵这个人，但还是有一样。缺失了。
I am told that every dove has 5 tail feathers.
但它每一只鸽子，它的尾巴上有5片的羽毛。
5, no more, no less.
是5片，不会多，也不会少。
And I felt maybe the Holy Spirit was trying to say we need to understand the correction.Or the disciplining work.
所以我觉得这个意思是要有一些的改正有一些的教导。
So we just add this morning. We have the work. We have the honoring of the Holy Spirit. And then we have the disciplining.Of the Holy Spirit.
所以我愿意早上这样的讲加在这里有圣灵的工作也有我们尊重圣灵的位格也同时有圣灵的管教。
Turn to 2 Corinthians.
我们打开哥林多后书。
Chapter 12, and I'd like for you to see how this disciplining work was in Paul.
我们来看一看这个圣灵的管教如何在保罗的身上。
It seems as though the Apostle Paul had a very real need for this corrective work in chapter 12.
在哥林多后书12章这里好像保罗有一个很特别实在的需要有一些的修正。
You remember that there was something that was continually bothering the apostle.
有一件事情一直在影响着保罗。
We're not exactly sure just what it was.
我们不知道确实是什么事情。
The term that is used, a thorn in the flesh that pressed him to the Lord.
乃是一根刺在他肉体上就逼着他去寻求神。
And you remember how he prayed 3 times that the Lord would remove this thorn.
在这里记载着他3次求神把这根刺离开他。
Chapter 12 verse 8 it says,
12章第8节这里说
For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me.
为这事，我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。
And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的。 因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
It is very interesting that God has different tools that he uses in making us effective.
这很有意思，神用着不同的工具来叫这个事情能够很有效的来发生。
The first tool God uses is the yoke in our life.
神所用的工作是在我们生活 里面的那一个轭。
Once we were independent going our own way.
我们曾经各行己事。
Now we come under his lordship and accept his yoke in our life.
如今我们承认他是主，我们来负他的轭。
He says, "My yoke is easy, and my burden is light."
他说我的轭是轻省的，我的担子是容易的。
This yoke then deals with our independent activity.
这一个轭就讲到我们个人所做的一些的事物。
I remember when God first began to show me the yoke.
我记得当神把这个轭的功课交给我的时候
I felt it would be wonderful to be yoked to him
我觉得我能够向主负轭是好的
But he put me in the yoke with another brother
但是他叫我与另外一个弟兄来一同负轭
We were so very different
我们是非常不同的
He was a temperament that was difficult.
他的那个脾气不容易相处。
Very lovely brother.
很可爱的弟兄。
But very difficult.
但很难相处。
In the months we were together,
在那我们在一起的几个月的里面。
I think every night he'd slip to my bedside and say, "Brother, would you forgive me?"
差不多每天晚上他来到我的床边跟我说，弟兄，请你原谅我。
Then one day I read in the Bible where it says you don't put an ox and an ass in the same yoke.
但有一天我读到圣经的里面说不要将牛与驴来放在一个轭下面。
You see, the ox represents the broken, the yielded one.
因为牛代表那一个被破碎的。
And the ass represents the one who is wild and unbroken.
那个驴就表示他很野，还没有驯良过的。
I said, "Now I know how to pray for my brother."
我就说我懂得怎样为我的弟兄祷告。
Lord, you break the ass.
你呀、你来驯良这一只驴。
Would it surprise you if one day I heard him praying, "Lord, you break Brother Byrne?"
有一天我听到他向神祷告说主啊求你来教导这个 Vern 弟兄
It is very difficult for us to work in the yoke together until God has dealt with us
我们很难一同负轭直到神在我们的身上来对付我们
So God uses the yoke in getting us to flow and work together
神就用这轭叫我们能够与他来同工。
And the cross is the other tool that God uses in the breaking of our independence.
十字架就是神所用的另外一个工具，叫我们能够脱离我们的独立性。
Most of you know in the Old Testament the story of Jacob.
大家都很熟悉旧约里面雅各的故事。
Jacob was the one who wrestled with God that night.
雅各在那天晚上与神摔跤。
And finally, God reached down and touched him in the thigh.
然后神就摸了他的大腿。
And we read that Jacob limped the rest of his life.
这样雅各之后一生他就缺腿了。
This came to my reminder 2 days ago.
这就提醒我两天前。
One of my close friends said, "I do not trust any man unless he has a limp."
所以有人说 如果一个人他不是缺腿的，我不能够相信任他。
The question for us this morning is this.
今天早上对我们所提的问题是这样。
We are yoked to him and to another sometimes.
我们是为主负轭，也是彼此负轭。
But God works a limp, the dealing of the strength of our natural life.
但是神在对付我们天然的那个能力叫我们成为缺腿的。
I wish you could have heard Brother Bill Mallon's testimony last evening.
我盼望大家都听了我们 Bill Mallon 弟兄昨天下午的交通。
He opened his heart to us.
他将他的心向我们众人敞开。
And in other words was saying, when I saw myself crucified with Christ, God put a limp in my life.
也就是说，当我看到我自己与主同钉十字架的时候，神就在我的生命的里面叫我成为缺腿的。
I ask us this morning, has God ever touched the natural strength in our own life?
我早上问大家，神有没有在我们天然的生命的里面来对付过我们？
You can say, oh, God dealt with me very severely.
你可能说神实在很严厉的对付我。
I think I have a limp.
我想我是缺腿了。
Then I pray, Lord, give them more limp.
我就说主啊，把更多的缺腿加给他。
So God uses the yoke and the cross. But the third tool he uses is the thorn. I'm going to call it the stake this morning.
神不但用着轭，不但用着十字架，还用着刺。
There is only one place in the Bible where this word thorn or stake is used.
在圣经的里面，只有一个地方，这个刺或者一根可以甚至可以说像一根棍子一样在圣经里面用到。
Read with me verse 7 in chapter 12.
我们来看一看12章第七节怎么说。
Paul realizes that God has blessed him with much spiritual insight and revelation.
神知道神把很高的这个启示给了保罗。
So he says, and lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations that were given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure.
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
We are not sure. The Bible does not explain exactly what that thorn was.
圣经没有解释那根刺到底是什么。
The picture is that of a stake that nails us or keeps us in the place we need to be.
但是那个图画就是像很大的一个钉子把我们钉在那里，叫我们停在那里。
Maybe rather purposefully, God does not explain it because the stake is different in lives.
或者神是有意的没有来解释，因为在我们生活的里面，这根刺可以是不同的方式。
I just say to you, men, your wife is never a stake.
我就是告诉你们做丈夫的，你的妻子不是你的刺。
Anyway, Paul is saying here that this thing that was working in his life was really a disciplining.
保罗说这一个刺在他的里面实在是一个管教。
And he explains what I believe are these five tail feathers.
他所解释的我相信就是我讲到的这一个鸽子的尾巴上的五根羽毛。
He calls them infirmities, reproaches, necessities, persecutions, distresses.
在那里有责备，有有这五样的东西。
And this is what we read in verse 10.
这是在第十节我们所提到的。
It says, Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong.
在第十节就讲到这五样的事情，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
How many of you say this morning, Lord, I want to be balanced and have all both wings operative?
多少人早上说，我愿意很平衡的，两个翅膀都很平衡的运用。
Would you say that and wave your hand?
你愿意这样说的，请你摇一摇你的手。
Thank you. How many of you say, Lord, I really need the tail feathers to direct my life?
有多少人说，我实在需要这尾巴上的羽毛来指引我的一生。
These likewise are correction gifts that God gives to His children.
这同样是神给他儿女的一些的矫正。
Verse 11 says,
十一节这样说，
I am become a fool in glory. Ye have compelled me. For I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing.
我成了愚枉人，是被你们强逼的。我本该被你们称许才是。我虽算不了什么，却没有一件事在那些最大的使徒以下。
So I say this morning that God works these things to redirect or to correct the course in our life.
所以我再次的说，神用着这五样的东西来矫正我们生活里面的方向。
Brother came to me one day and said, maybe these corrections are mostly for the fivefold ministry.
有弟兄说这些的矫正是为着服事上的五个方面。
They may need it, but I believe all of us need these correction feathers in our tail.
那些在侍奉上的人他们是需要，但我们每一个人都需要这尾巴上的这个羽毛来成为我们的矫正。
My burden in sharing this morning,
我早上分享这些的负担是这样。
The whole world is being awakened more and more to the necessity of the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
这个世界上他们越来越去注意这一个服事上的工作。
But to whom much revelation is given, God needs to discipline very carefully.
但是将那启示更大的神在他们的中间也要做更大的管教。
Most folk in the evangelical and Pentecostal world would say amen as long as we emphasize the wings.
那些灵恩派的他们在那里强调这两个翅膀的他们都同意。
But when I say God has some tail feathers, they say, oh no.
但是当我说到神还有一些尾巴的羽毛他们就不接受了。
And the degree to which we submit to the disciplining of the Holy Spirit.
当我们来接受这个圣灵的管教的时候。
So we say this morning,
所以早上我们这样说，
If we are going to reach the fullness that God wants of His will in our life,
如果我们要完全的成就神在我们生活里面的旨意，
You can expect God to bring this disciplining we call the tail feathers in our life.
我们就必然有神的管教，就我们刚才提到这个尾巴上的羽毛。
The wonderful news is that God gives sufficient grace to go through the disciplining.
但是神将那够用的恩典叫我们能够承受他的管教。
Paul experienced a new measure of grace.
神保罗经历了神那极大的恩典。
So we move on this morning.
我们继续的来说。
Let me speak to you of another triad.
我愿意再讲到三点。
I think it is very interesting in all church life.
在我们教会生活的里面。
People come to conceptions.
一些人有着这样的观念。
The conception should bring convictions.
他们蒙恩得救之后他们就有这样的的投身。
And these convictions should produce a real commitment.
在他们心中有着这样的一个愿意的心的时候就叫他们完全的投身于其中。
I am very concerned about the conceptions that we carry.
我很留意到我们所有的这一个得救。
Conceptions which are the illumination or the revealing of God's truth.
我们在这个观念的里面我们从神那里所领受的
will produce the convictions that we have.
这样就叫我们有这样的一个确据。
I remember as a boy growing up in a fine Christian home.
我记得我在一个很好的基督教的家庭的里面长大。
My mother and dad were very careful about Sunday, the Lord's Day.
我的父亲母亲他们对于主日他们很留意。
They called that the Sabbath day.
他们称那为安息日。
The Sabbath was for rest.
安息是休息的日子。
The conception I grew up with was you go to church and rest in the pew Sunday morning. I went home and rested in the afternoon so I could go back to church and rest at night.
在我的观念的里面早上去到教堂的里面在那里休息然后聚会完了下午回到家里面休息然后晚上又去到聚会的里面休息。
Do I need to tell you I didn't like Sabbath?
我有没有告诉你我实在不喜欢安息日。
Not only that, we never bought anything on Sunday.
不但如此主日的时候我们什么东西都不买。
It was a holy day to be kept for the Lord.
那是一个圣日是为主而守的。
That was the conception that prevailed in my thinking.
所以这个观念就在我的思想的里面充满了。
I remember having a dime in my pocket one Sunday.
我记得有点早上在我的口袋里面有一颗钻石。
I slipped out to the store.
Sorry. 在我口袋里面是一毛钱。
I slipped out to the drugstore a block away.
我到街上就到一个电子的里面去。
I bought an ice cream cone with the dime.
我就用那一毛钱买了冰淇淋。
But I didn't enjoy the ice cream cone.
但我并没有很享用到这个冰淇淋。
I came home and mother spanked me. I bought an ice cream cone.
我就回到家跟妈妈说，哎呀，我要挨打了，因为我今天买了冰淇淋吃。
That conception was producing a conviction in my mind and heart.
这一个观念在我的里面就有这样的一个很深的印象。
I went on for many years with this conviction or this conscience.
多年来在我的心里面就是有这样一个很深的这个观念。
The insight we have produces our conception.
我们的见识, 就叫我们有这样的观念。
Our conscience is the basis for our convictions.
我们有这意识的理念, 就叫我们有这样的一个很深的, 的把握。
It was an amazing day when God broke in and said, the Sabbath has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
但有一天，当神开启我安息日，已经在主耶稣基督的里面成就了。I
read where He said, "Come unto Me, and I will give you rest."
当主说来到我这里，我就给你有安息。Suddenly,
I saw the fulfillment of that day in Jesus Christ.
马上我就看到那个日子的成就是在主耶稣基督的里面。And
that God was giving me a whole new conviction.
这样神就给我了另外一个全新的一个确据。But
I went through a real struggle.
但是我有很多的挣扎。Before
that insight of the Lord's day became real to me,
直到我能够很真实地认识到主日的意义。
I lived under the conscience conviction that day should be very holy to the Lord.
我一直有很深的这样的一个观念, 那一天是为主是为圣日。
I remember being in a meeting with the man I trusted the most.
我记得我 在一个聚会的里面，与一位我非常信任的人。
It was Sunday, we were out at a big campground.
主日我们在一个营地的里面。
Many people had come unexpectedly and needed to have food to eat.
忽然有很多人来到，就需要有食物供应给他们。
He turned to me and he said, "Son, here's $5. Go to the store and buy loaves of bread."
他就说，你这里有五块钱，你到店子里面去买五条面包来。I
couldn't believe what I was hearing.
我不能够相信我所听到的。He
was asking me to buy on Sunday.
他叫我在主日去买东西。Can
you see how the conception I had incomplete produced a conviction?
你有没有看到，在我里面那一个观念，就给我心中有一个很深的一个印象。Well,
I obeyed him.
我听他的，我听了他的话。Everybody
honored and obeyed him.
每一个人都尊重他，也听他的话。But
I had a confused conviction.
但是我在我的心中就产生了问题。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul deals with this problem.
在哥林多前书的里面，保罗就对付这样的问题。
There were two groups of believers in the Corinthian church.
在哥林多教会的里面有两种的人。
Some were younger converts who had just come in, they'd just been saved.
有一些是刚刚信主的。
The older, more mature believers had a fuller understanding of things.
一些信主有些年日比较成熟的，他们比较有完整的观念。
And it's amazing how this problem comes up in most of our churches.
你知道在 大多数的教会的里面都有这样的问题的产生。The
issue was eating meat that had been sacrificed at the idol temple.
那个在哥林多那里所有的问题就是在就是那一个拜过偶像祭物的那个肉可不可以吃。
The younger converts were looking on some of the older, mature ones and saying, "How can you buy that meat? How can you eat that meat that's sacrificed to idols?"
看到那些年长的就心中有这样一个问题，你怎么可以去买或者是吃那些拜过偶像祭物的肉呢？
Paul realizes they have a weak conscience.
保罗认识到他们的良心是软弱的。
They need fuller unveiling of the truth.
他们需要有更完整的真理的启示。
And so the younger converts are saying, oh, it would bother us to eat that meat sacrificed to idols.
所以那年轻的信徒就说我们不能够吃这些拜过偶像的祭物。
The other older group are saying, we have fuller knowledge, doesn't bother our conscience.
但是那些年长的他说我们有完全清洁的良心对我们一点没有问题。
A weak conscience needs to be enlightened or have fuller conception.
那软弱的良心就必须要有更完整的启示就能够完全。
Paul says of these with a weak conscience, they need fuller light. The conscience works on the conception they have.
保罗说到那软弱的良心就必须要有更完全的认识，让他们有完整的观念。
So his admonition to them is this.
所以他给他们的激励是这样。
Those of you who have the fuller revelation or the insight,
你们那些有比较完整的认识跟看见的，
you know you have liberty to eat this and buy this meat.
你知道你有这个自由可以去买这种肉。
But let your liberty be limited by love.
让你的自由是因着你的爱来受约束。
There he says, therefore, I will eat no flesh if it will cause my brother to be offended.
所以他说，如果我要会让我的弟兄跌倒，我就不吃肉。
In our fellowships, there are many times when individuals have a weaker conscience and they need an enlightened conscience.
在我们聚会的里面常常会有一些他们的良心是软弱的，但他们的需要刚强他们的良心。
I remember being invited to a home one Sunday.
我记得有一个主日的晚上被邀请到一个家里面去。
The brother who was traveling with me played instruments and was the song leader.
跟我一起同行的一位弟兄他是会弹琴的，他是领诗的。
A very lovely sister invited us home for the noon meal.
一位可爱的姊妹邀请我们去她家吃饭。
As we sat down, she rather wistfully said,
当我们坐下来的时候她就这样说。
I have made a meal for my husband because he eats meat.
他说我为我的丈夫预备了这个肉，因为他吃肉的。
I have a conscience that I should only eat vegetables.
但我的良心告诉我，我只能吃蔬菜。
I said, Oh Lord, what do I do?
我说主啊，那我该怎么办
？Join her husband.
是跟她的丈夫一样。
I had liberty to eat meat.
我有吃肉的自由。
Or should I join her and be vegetarian?
或者我是应该跟这位姊妹一样来吃素的。
I looked around for a moment.
我就周围看一下。
My song leader said, "Pass the beef."
那个领诗的弟兄就说把肉传过来。
I smiled and I said, I have liberty to eat the meat, but I will eat with you.
我就说我有吃肉的自由，但是我跟你 是同样的东西。
I knew that she was a rather spiritual but rather severe.
我知道这位姊妹她是属灵的。
He never came to the meetings.
但是她都没有来到聚会的里面。
After the meal, I joined her in the kitchen to help do dishes.
吃完饭之后，我就到厨房帮助她一同洗碗。
I wanted to talk to her.
我就要跟她谈一谈。
I said, you know, I think the Bible says you're destroying your husband for your wrong conceptions.
我说你知不知道圣经是说你这样做会伤害了你的弟兄因着你那一个软弱的良心。
She had real convictions.
她有很确实的一个把握。
She'd written a book on why I do not eat meat.
她读了一本书为什么不可以吃肉。
So I took her into this story of the Apostle Paul dealing with people who have different conceptions.
我就带着她来读保罗讲到的这一个吃肉这个软弱的良心的事。
And I suggested maybe you could win your husband by LLL.
我就跟他讲或者你可以赢得你的丈夫来为透过实行这个英文的这个 LLL。
Some of your liberty or your conviction needs to be restrained.
你的一些的观念你的一些的自由需要受约束。
I knew what my song leader was doing.
我知道我这一位领诗的弟兄所做的。
He was trying to say to the husband, we're not as peculiar as you might think.
他是要跟他的丈夫来表示我们不是一些很奇怪的人。
And would you believe that night he showed up in the evening meeting?
你相信吗？那天晚上那位丈夫就来到晚上的聚会。
Why are you saying this?
你跟我们讲这些是什么？
Sometimes we get so strong in our convictions.
很多时候为着我们所认为的事情我们很坚持。
But they're not rooted in revelation or the insights of right conception.
但是那不是根于那准确的启示或者准确的那个观念。
And so our commitment basically is, Lord, we love people into the kingdom.
我们向着主应当是这样说，我们喜爱所有的人能够进入你的国度。
I'm amazed how many people pick up a conviction. It's really just a cause.
我很稀奇许多的人他们有这样一个强烈的观念只不过是是一些的因缘而已。
They are promoting something.
他们在鼓励一些的事情。
But most of our commitment breaks down because it is merely a cause.
但是很多的这些只不过是他们要宣扬的事情。
I remember a story where a senator was sitting with a group of men at a banquet one evening.
我记得有一些参议员跟一些的人他们坐在一起开会。
Some of these men were very vocal in asking why prayer was being shut out of the schools.
这些人就很激烈的来质问为什么在学校不能够祷告。
They were urging him to stand for the right for reading the Bible in the public schools.
他们就很强烈的要求这个参议员要坚持在学习在公立学校的里面可以公开的读圣经。
Of course, we all believe that when the Bible is shut out, it has brought great problems into our schools.
当然我们都知道 当圣经被排除在学校之外之后，就带给学校许多的问题。
When he stood to speak that evening,
当那天晚上他站起来说话的时候
，He said, "I want to ask among you 200 men."
啊，他说我愿意问一问你们在座的200位的人士。
How many of you pray with your children in home?
你们有多少位在家里面跟你们的孩子们一同祷告？
Three or four hands went up.
有三四个人举起手。
They had a cause.
他们有着有这样的一件事情。
What we really believe by divine insight.
我们真正那一个属天的见识。
We bring into a deep conviction.
我们就带进更深的一个认定。
And the conviction produces a deep, long commitment.
这一个认定就叫我们有很深的这一个委身。
Now, I am not a Sabbatarian.
我不是一个安息日会的人。
I believe the Sabbath was fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
我相信安息日已经在主耶稣基督的里面成就了。
He's introduced a new day, the Lord's day.
他已经兴起了一个新的日子，主的属于主的日子。
But there are some things that are a carryover and become a conviction in my heart.
但是有一些事情就带进来，就在我的心中成为我的认定。
I know this seems peculiar, maybe.
可能这件事情是有点奇怪。
But I am amazed at how many people who take their liberty on the Lord's Day.
我也很稀奇多少的人在主日他们使用他们的自由。
And it is interesting how the world looks on some things that we do.
你知道世界有的时候在那里观看我们所做的事。
I remember standing in a line in a restaurant.
我记得我在在一个餐馆那里排队的时候。
The waitresses were saying, if these Christians didn't come to eat, we could go to church.
餐馆的侍者就说，如果基督徒不来餐馆吃饭的话，那我们都可以去教堂聚会了。
They think we ought to be in church, but they make us stay here to feed them.
他认为我们都应该去聚会，但是他们在那里要服侍我们。
It's very interesting their evaluation.
他们的衡量也很有意思。
You can always tell the Lutherans get out first.
你知道路德会的人就先出来。
And next the Methodists.
然后卫理公会的人。
And then the Presbyterians.
然后长老会的人。
Then the Pentecostals, they have the longest service.
然后那些灵恩派聚会的，他们的聚会比较长。
How the world looks on with their strange conceptions.
这个世界观看我们，他们有一些很奇怪的观念。
So I just say to us, let us be very careful how we take our liberties.
所以我也愿意提醒大家，我们怎样使用我们的自由要非常的谨慎。
We're at liberty to buy on Sunday.
我们有自由在主日去买东西。
But I always make sure my gas tank is full on Saturday.
但是我总是在星期六的时候让我的车子的油是装满的。
And I'm committed to helping people eat at home instead of going to restaurants.
我也要帮助许多的人，他们在家里面吃饭，不要到餐馆去。
Somebody says, I knew you were peculiar, now I know it.
有些人说我就觉得你有点怪怪的，现在我知道你为什么那么怪了。
Of course, there's great liberty in the Lord.
因为当然在主里面我们有极大的自由。
But our commitment is to win people, even though it might mean some sacrifice on our parts.
但是我们所要做的乃是要去赢得人， 能进入国度，所以在我们使用自由的里面要又受一些的约束。
Let me just suggest three more.
我再讲三样事情。
I am greatly concerned because discernment is one of the greatest needs in the church today.
我觉得今天在教会的里面实在非常的需要有这样的分辨。
We read in Ezekiel that there were two types of priesthood.
我们在以西结书里面讲到有两种的祭司。
There were those who ministered to the house and to the people.
有在服侍殿还有服侍百姓的。
But the sons of Zadok had a special ministry unto the Lord.
但是却有祭司是为着服侍主单一服侍主的。
And it says because they ministered unto the Lord.
但因着他们是服侍主。
When they came out of the place of worship, they had discernment, spiritual insight.
但他们出来的时候。就有那一个属天的分辨有那一个天上来的启示。
They could distinguish the holy from the profane.
他们就能够分辨什么是圣洁的什么是邪毒的。
So discernment brings about disciplines in our life.
所以这个分辨就叫在我们的生活的里面就很严谨，就有严谨。
When the Apostle Paul recognized that God was bringing these tail feathers into his life,
当保罗领会到神把这些尾巴的羽毛带进他的生活里面的时候，
the Lord showed him that this thorn was there, and he discerned the reason it was there.
他知道这根刺在哪里，他也能够认识到为什么这根刺在那里。
He accepted the disciplining of the Spirit in his life.
他就知道圣灵在他生活的里面所叫他所有的严谨。
And dedication was strengthened because he could see God was working in the history of his life.
这样。他向着神的服侍就能够更专一更忠心。
I'm very interested in God bringing about the dedication that's so needed today.
我觉得今天神要带进我们更多的向他投身。
There are many folk who areCommitted to pleasure, using the Lord's day in their own way.
许多人为着喜乐欢乐的事情，用着主日做各种他们喜欢做的事。
But if our commitment is to building the house, building something for God, we put Him first.
但是如果我们的目的是要为着神建造他的家。这样我们所做的事就非常的要谨慎。
And our dedication, I believe, is much the same.
我们向着神这样的投身也是如此。
Many years ago, I was in a conference. Monday morning, we stood in a circle and prayed together.
多年前在一个特会的里面，星期一早上我们围着圈子一同祷告。
Folk were going to their homes many ways.
然后许多人回到家里面去。
30 minutes after we got in our car and were driving along.
当我们上了车在回家的路上过了半个钟头的时候。
There were three in the car beside me.
在车上除了我之外还有三位。
We were hit head-on by a young man drunk with a stolen car.
我们就被一位年轻人他开着偷来的车子，然后喝醉酒就给我们顶头相撞。
Traffic was backed up.
整个的交通都阻塞了。
His car burst into flames.
他的车子就着火烧起来。
People lifted my car back away from the burning car.
就旁边的人就把我们的车子拖开，从他那一个燃烧的车子的旁边。
All of the folks stood watching as ambulances came to take us away.
当救护车来把我们带走的时候，旁边的人都在那里观看。
We were all unconscious.
我们都失去了知觉。
Except for my partner, the brother who was with me.
只有我在我旁边的一位弟兄。
I only tell you this because a week later, when I awakened out of a coma,
我告诉你，就是当一个星期之后，我从昏迷的里面醒过来的时候
，A lady stood at my bedside.
站在我床边的一位女士。
The news report had reached Seattle, this is Yakima, that I was in a very precarious condition.
我们当地在 Yakima, 这个消息已经传到西雅图去了。
I'd been on the radio much with these men at the state studio.
我跟这些人在录音室的里面在收音机广播的里面有许多的时间。
They were encouraging everybody to pray because it seemed like I would lose my eyesight.
他们在那里要求大家都为我祷告，因为我可能会失去我的视力。
Both eyes were bandaged.
两个眼睛都包扎起来。
I awakened enough to hear a sister standing by the bedside saying,
我醒过来的时候能够意识到有一位姊妹站在我床边说话。
My close friend has sent me to sing a song for you.
我的好朋友叫我来唱一首歌给你听。
It is a song she wrote many years ago.
这是她在几年前所写下的一首歌。
Though I could not see her, she began to sing.
虽然我不能够看见她，但她就开始唱。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
就将你的眼目转望主耶稣，当你注目仰望主耶稣的时候，世界上一切的事物都变成朦胧。
My friend Helen Lemmel, who wrote this book, she said, has been blind from a child.
写这首歌的，他在孩童的时候就完全盲目了。
She asked the Lord to give her spiritual eyes to see.
她求主给她有属灵的眼睛能够看见。
And God did give her spiritual insight.
神实在给了她属灵的看见。
She was a blessing to many.
她对多人都是带出祝福。
From that day on, the song "Turn Your Eyes" has been very personal, real to me.
从那天之后，注目仰望主耶稣这首诗歌对我就有特别的意义。
I believe God sent a man to pray for my eyes.
我相信主差遣一个人为我的视力祷告。
I believe God touched my physical eyes.
我相信神实在摸着我这个肉身的眼睛。
And I asked Lord, I would like the discernment, the insight like Helen Lemmel has.
求主给我有我的朋友 Helen Lemmel 这样的一个分辨，有那属灵的见识。
Many, many years passed.
过了许许多多年。
I was in AC Switzerland with Brother Sparks in a conference.
我在 瑞士 AC 这个地方跟斯麦克弟兄在一个特会的里面。
The sister who played the piano was very precise.
那个司琴的姊妹弹得很准。
She waited for the clock bell to ring and then she would start playing.
她等着那一个钟敲的时候她就开始弹琴。
30 some years have passed and she started playing Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face.
然后多年之后她就弹着这一首的诗歌转眼注目主耶稣。
When I got up to speak, I said, Oh, that is one of my favorite songs.
当我站起来讲道的时候我说这是我最喜欢的一首诗歌。
I so appreciated Helen Lemmel, even though I never met her.
我实在感激Helen Lemmel 这一位姊妹虽然我没有见过她。
Brother Sparks moved up to my side and put his arm around my shoulder.
斯百克弟兄站起来他就手的抱着我。
Let me tell you the rest of the story.
他又说让我告诉你下面的故事。
Years ago, Helen moved from the Seattle area down to Los Angeles.
他说多年前Helen 姊妹从西雅图搬到洛杉矶。
He said, one day I was in ministry and I received a phone call from Helen Lemmel.
他说有一天我在服事的时候接到 Helen 姊妹的电话。
She said, would you come and see me?
他说你可不可以来见一见我。
I'd known her, said, I was happy to go.
因为我认识她我说我当然愿意。
She said, you know, there's very wonderful eye surgery. They're doing amazing things these days.
你说他又告诉他说现在有这个做眼科手术的他们能够做很奇妙的事情。
The eye doctors tell me they can operate on my eyes so that I might be able to see.
那个眼科医生说他可以在我眼睛做手术或者我能够看得见。
She said, Brother Sparks, I want you to pray that I will discern what the Lord wants.
他就说斯百克弟兄请你为我祷告让我能够分辨主要我做的事。
Imagine blind all these years and now the opportunity to see.
你想象一下那么多年来盲目的然后现在有机会能够看见。
Brother Sparks said, I will be praying.
斯百克弟兄说我会为你祷告。
He said, the next day I went back to tell her, I think maybe she should have an operation.
所以第二天我就去告诉她你说不定应当去接受这个手术。
But she said to him,
但是Helen姊妹告诉斯百克弟兄
You know, all these years I have asked the Lord to give me spiritual eyes.
他说，这么多年来，我求主给我有属灵的眼睛。
The theme of my life has been turn your eyes upon Jesus.
我的一生的故事就是转眼注目主耶稣。
She said, I have decided not to have an operation.
他说，我已经决定不去接受这个手术。
I think in these words she said, the first thing I want to look upon when I have new eyes is my lovely Lord.
她说当我的视力恢复的时候我头一件事情愿意见到的就是我的主耶稣。
That's a strange discipline that develops in a life.
你知道在这一个姊妹的生命的里面她有这样的一个持守实在是很不容易的。
But she had arrived at a dedication.
但是她是在主的面前有完全的这样交托。
Surely it was her choice.
当然这是她的拣选。
I looked at Brother Sparks as he finished that story that day.
那一天，当斯派克弟兄把这个事情讲完的时候，我望着斯派克弟兄。
I have had great difficulty with my eyes through the years.
这么多年来，我的眼睛总是给我很多的问题。
I really only have one seeing eye.
我只有一个眼睛能够看得清楚。
But I want that to be a discerning eye for the Lord.
但是我愿意这一只眼睛成为一个为着主能够有分辨的眼睛。
This is not to draw attention to us.
这不是要把这个注意力来到人的身上。
I am wanting to say that I believe a discerning eye to spiritual things is the great need of the hour.
我觉得今天最需要的就是那一个属灵的眼睛，有那一个属天的分辨。
And this alone will bring a discipline into our lives.
这样就能够在我们的生活的里面有这样的约束。
And a dedication to be holy for the Lord.
这样我们就能够完全将自己献上，成为圣洁。
One of the individuals in that car accident was a missionary who had been in Japan for many years.
在那一个车祸的里面，其中的一位是在日本做了多年的传教士。
Her heart was holy toward the Lord.
她的心是完全的向着主。
She had been in Japanese imprisonment for years.
她在日本被下在监里面有许多年。
When she came back to the States, she said, "Oh, things have changed so much here."
当她回到美国的时候，她说，实在许多的事物都改变了。
The church is so worldly and filled with other things.
她说，教会实在是非常属世性，充满着各样的污秽的事。
I had come to really appreciate the discerning eye of Daisy.
我实在很感谢这一位 Daisy 姊妹，她那一个分辨的眼睛。
Wherever I went for a conference, she seemed to show up.
无论我去到哪一个去到什么的特会，她好像都来到。
They told me she was in her room praying, praying, praying.
他们告诉我，她在她的房间的里面祷告，祷告。
The discipline of her life had brought a dedication to bring revival.
在他生活里面，他有这样的约束，他有这样的的持守来向着主。
This particular conference at the fairgrounds in Yakima.
在 Yakima 这个营地的特会。
She needed a ride back to Portland, and I invited her to go along.
她需要回到 Portland, 我就请她跟我同行。
But that day when we were hit head on by this car,
那天当我们被这样撞了车之后，
Daisy went to be with the Lord.
Daisy 姊妹就到主那去了。
It's very interesting. The afternoon service just before,
就在那一个下午的聚会的里面，
there was a moment of lull in the service.
在聚会的里面有一段的时间。
Without anticipation, she walked down the aisle and stood behind the microphone.
没有人预料到，她就从走上来站在麦克风后面。
She said, "I am so burdened for my country and the church today."
她说，我为着我的国家，为着教会今天的光景。心里面非常的沉重。
If I could, I would gladly give my life.
如果我可以，我愿意将我的生命献上。
24 hours later, she went to be with the Lord.
24小时之后，她就到主那去了。
She had a wonderful dedication.
她是完全的将自己献身。
I questioned many things.
我有许多的问题。
One day, her mother came to me and said, "Daisy had a diary."
有一天，她的母亲来告诉我 ，Daisy 姊妹她有一本日记簿。
I know how you appreciated and loved her.
我知道你是何等的爱她，也何等的喜悦她。
I came to bring her diary to you.
我把她的日记簿带来给你。
You can be sure I was eager to read it.
你知道我当然很愿意看读一读她的日记。
I saw the discernment and the disciplines and the dedication throughout those pages.
在她的日记簿里面，我满着是她的分辨，她说生活里面的约束，以及她怎样完全的降服于主。
One page especially caught my attention.
有日记簿有一页抓住了我的的注意力。
I pasted in the back of my Bible where it has been many years.
我把连在我圣经的后面的已经很多年了。
This was from a digest, April 1948, she wrote.
这是1948年4月份有一天她写的。
A young soldier was wounded in the Battle of the Bulge.
在Bulge 这一个战争的里面，因为年轻的士兵受了伤。
An army surgeon spoke to him very tenderly when he awakened.
当他醒过来的时候，军医就在旁边向他说话。
You're going to be all right, my son.
他说那军医就跟他说你会好的。
The only bad part is that you've lost a leg.
但是你失去了你的一只脚。
But the soldier gasped, I didn't lose it, I gave it.
但是这个士兵就说我没有失去，是我给出我献上了。
Then Daisy goes on to write.
然后 Daisy 姊妹继续这样写。
The best years of my life not lost, but given to the Lord.
我一生最好的年日没有失去，乃是献给主了。
Not to an organization, nor a cause, nor even a mission field, but to Him.
不是给了一个组织，不是一个宣教的宣教场，乃是单一的给了他，我们的主。
Therefore, it is all right if he is satisfied to put me aside.
因此，如果他要把我放在一边，这是无所谓的事。
Perhaps he does want the remaining years.Perhaps not.
他或者要我有余下的一生的日子，或者主不要。
But can I not trust His wisdom and mercy?
让我完全信靠他的智慧，跟他的怜悯。
She recorded that April 16th in her diary.
在他的日记的里面，他是四月十三号写下来的。
May 6th, she went to be with the Lord.
5月6号她就去主那里了。
I guess I'm trying to say to all of us this morning,
早上我愿意告诉大家,
God is calling some pioneers who will wholly follow the Lord.
主在呼召一些先锋者来是全心的来跟随主。
My life has been deeply impacted by certain folk who I recognize with all out dedication.
在我一生的里面受到许多人的影响，他们都是全心全意的为这主。
People are dedicated to a project, a cause, a building, a work.
有些人把他们的一生为这工作为着一些的运动来投入。
But our proper dedication will issue out of a discerning eye to see what God really wants.
但是我们那准确的投身乃是根据我们有准确的分辨有这样准确的在主面前。
If I can leave nothing else in your heart today,
如果今天我不能够将其他的事能够传递给你们,
I would say God is looking for some people who are ready to know the love of God that transcends their own love.
就是神的爱今天能够越过一切的事物。
People who are ready to let commitment grip them because they limit their own liberties.
今天要不受任何自己的限制能够完全的投身于神。
Folk who have seen something like Helen Lemmel or Daisy and ready for the discipline that gives them dedication.
要有像 Daisy姊妹, 像Helen姊妹, 这样, 他们有一个分辨, 有受这样的, 约束, 然后完全的, 投身, 归向主。
I must not finish. I just give you three words.
我再给你们三个字。
I think it is very helpful in all our understanding to know that enjoyment leads to celebration, and celebration leads to worship.
在我们一切的认识的里面，让我们知道，我们的喜乐就带来整个的欢喜，然后就能够带进我们的敬拜。
I went through many years in which I thought enjoyment must be wrong.
有许多的年，我以为我们有一些的享乐是不应该的。You
should not enjoy yourself too much.
你不应该太享乐一些事情。If
any man really loves the Lord, he will deny his enjoyment.
如果一个人真实爱主，他就不应当对自己去寻求任何的享受。
And then I began to realize that God has given us all things to enjoy.
但是我认识到神将一切的事物赐给我们，叫我们去享受。
He made the beauties of creation with all of his fingerprints.
他用手所创造的一切的天地。
He made the lovely flowers with all of the array of beauty.
他创造了一切的花朵，一切的美丽。
He even gave the Israelites in their choirs much ability to worship and to sing.
他也给以色列人，他们能够歌唱，能够赞美神。
But I had felt like you must not enjoy too much. That would be bad.
但是我有个感觉，以为我们不能够享受太多，这样就不好了。
I remember visiting Brother Sparks in his home in London.
我记得当我去到伦敦去看望斯百克弟兄的时候,
he called his daughter Elizabeth and said, "Elizabeth, come and play for me."
他就叫他的女儿 Elizabeth, 他说你来跟我玩。
She played classical music in the most beautiful way for half an hour.
然后他的女儿就来弹琴，弹古典音乐，弹了半个钟头。I
sat back and I saw Brother Sparks fully enjoying.
我看到斯百克弟兄在那里完全的非常的有享用。Not
just because it was his daughter.
不是只是因为那是他女儿在弹琴。But
the music was wonderful.
那个音乐实在是美好。
And I said, "Oh, this is not right."
我就心里面说这样不太对。They
should be religious songs at least.
至少这些应当是一些宗教性的音乐。
I had some deep conceptions about what was right for the soul.
我有一个很深的印象，觉得对我们的魂什么才是好的。
But the Lord whispered and said, there is a place for soul enjoyment.
但是主也告诉我，对我们的魂也有的时候让我们能够有享受。
But you don't live with it all the time.
但是你不是常常活在这样的情光景里。
Some people's life is dedicated to enjoying, that's all.
有些人他们一生就是为着自己的享受，就是这样。
I began to see that the way God works in our life is while we can enjoy, we learn to limit or deny our soul life.
但是我觉得神的带领是叫我们能够有享受，但是在享受之中我们学习怎样有约束有限制。
Oh, I must abbreviate.
我必须简短地说。
He says, let us enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise.
他说我们要进到你的院，进到来感谢赞美。
The people who are occupied with the Lord celebrate the goodness with thanksgiving and praise unto the Lord.
那些在神面前能够这样向着主欢欣喜乐歌唱的。
We gather to celebrate God's faithfulness, His goodness, He is worthy.
我们聚集在一起一同来敬拜因为他是配。
And there is room for much celebration.
在那里有可以我们有很多的欢乐。
As God's people were going up ascending to Jerusalem, they were singing all the way going up.
当以色列人他们上行到耶路撒冷的时候他们一直唱着歌。
But when they got into his immediate presence,
当他们来到他同在的跟前的时候
there was awe.
他们就静默。
There was reverence.
那里就有敬拜。
They were before the Holy God.
他们在至高神的面前。
Well, I wanted to take us back to Exodus and show how he exhorts us to finally enter into the worship that's pleasing to the Lord.
我愿意去到翻到出埃及记，看到神怎样带领我们在那里进到他的同在前来敬拜他。
When the priests would wave the incense before the Lord,
当祭司用摇着这个香坛的时候
，They said that incense was holy unto the Lord.
他说这个香是向着主是圣香。
None of it was to be made for their own sensual enjoyment or pleasure.
这个香没有一点是为着他们自己的享用的。
It was to be holy unto the Lord.
乃是圣洁归于主。
And then one day I was reading and the Lord said, it is wonderful to live unto pleasing and worshiping him.
有一天主这样的告诉我，我们能够这样的来高举他，来称颂他。
The incense is holy for the Lord.
这个香是圣香归于神。
But he whispered in my ear and said,
但是他在我的耳朵微声的这样说。
He didn't tell the priest to hold their nose.
但是他没有叫祭司蒙着他们的鼻子。
When God enjoys, we enjoy.
当神在那里有享用的时候，我们也能够有享受。
I said, thank you, Lord. I won't wave it here. I'll just wave it for you.
也说我说感谢主，我不是在我的鼻子前摇，我是在你的面前摇。
Now I've opened this because there is so much problem today in the realm of worship and music.
我把这个指出来，乃是今天在敬拜的诗歌的里面有许多的问题。
Enjoyment of soul has its place.
魂的享受有它的地方。
But we do not live just for that.
但我们不是只是为着这个而活。
Our focus is worship, thanksgiving, praise.
我们的注意乃是感谢、赞美、敬拜。
And when you are in His immediate presence, you know the quietness, the awe of reverence.
当我们来到神自己的跟前，我们就瞻仰他的自己，我们在那里敬拜他。
I must quit.
我必须停下来。
Can I pray this morning that as we go to our homes, we can go with a new confidence? God is a God of enjoyment.
早上当我们要回去到自己的地方的时候，我们能够有这样的认识，神是一个有享用的神。
But I do not make enjoyment my one goal or focus.
但是我不把享用成为我唯一的目的。
My direction is unto Him.
我的目的乃是归于他。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Father, this morning we ask you to apply things we have said to encourage and to help.
父神啊，早上愿意我们所讲的话，你亲自来运用。
Let us be a celebrating people.
让我们成为一个欢乐的一群人。
Primarily alive to pleasing and satisfying your heart.
叫我们的一生就是为着满足你自己的心。
Because you have asked us to bring glory to you.
因为你要求我们将荣耀归给你。
But you've also indicated and enjoy God forever.
但是你也要我们能够在你的面前享用神直到永远。
Give us the right balance in our life.
愿意在我们的生活的里面给我们有准确的平衡。
The discernment to know and to discipline in our dedication.
在我们的投身的里面给我们有那一个分辨，也有那个约束。
And we'll give thee the praise.
我们将赞美归给你。
We ask in Jesus' lovely name.
我们奉主耶稣可爱的名。Amen.
Let me close with this. God is good.
God is good.
Jesus is my Lord.
Amen.
It's time to praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.